Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Both Paul and James were concerned about Christians following the wisdom of men rather than the wisdom of God. Paul asked, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe." 1 Corinthians 1:20-21. James contrasts the wisdom that does not descend from above with the wisdom that is from above. James 3:15-17. The sacred obligation of every preacher is to declare the wisdom that is from above, wisdom that is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3:17. Paul knew the influence of the Greek philosophers on the Corinthian people, most of whom were probably Greeks. He did not want the faith of the Corinthians to stand in the wisdom of those Greek philosophers or of other men. He wanted their faith to be firmly rooted in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Paul was a preacher of wisdom. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught." 1 Corinthians 2:6. Several concepts in this verse demand fuller explanation. The word perfect does not mean flawless or sinless. If the word meant flawless, Paul could not have preached the wisdom of any kind to anyone, since there were not then and there are not now any sinless people. The word perfect in this verse means mature. The word is translated of full age or mature in the following verses. "For everyone who uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Hebrews 5:13-14. In the very next verse, the King James translators render the word perfection. "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection." Hebrews 6:1. The wisdom of this world refers to what men claim to know by their own discoveries and imagination about God and about spiritual matters. Paul does not condemn what men can learn from science, from history, from geography, and from other legitimate disciplines. Take biology as an example. Biologists may help us to understand what Paul wrote to the Romans. "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Romans 1:20. Studying the world of nature can certainly give us insight into the creation of God and even of God himself. But when man rules God out of the universe, as secular humanists, atheists, agnostics, and other unbelievers have done, and accept the theory of evolution, they are substituting man's wisdom for the wisdom of God. Belief in Darwin's theory of evolution has destroyed men's moral values and brought about a harvest of crime, delinquency, and immorality. America has sown to the wind. We are now reaping the whirlwind. If human beings are no more than glorified animals, why do they have to pay attention to principles of right and wrong? The expression princes of this world means the rulers of this age. The so-called wisdom of this age is fleeting. In the long run, it amounts to nothing. It cannot endure through the ages and give us the knowledge of God and His will we so desperately need. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.